It is the big time. It's Whitney Allen. Dana's here with me. We're kind of fangirling out here because Kelsey Ballerini on the line. Yep.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Kelsey, I have to tell you something. I don't even, I don't know where to start. But you were the best kept secret at the Stagecoach Music Festival.
Really?
Yes. I will tell you, last year, Sam Hunt was out and brought out Snoop Dogg. And there was a rumor that Snoop Dogg was going to come out, and none of us believed it. We didn't hear.
Well, I have to say, Snoop Dogg is way cooler than me, so I'm so.
I don't know. You were pretty cool, and the thing is, I mean, we had no idea.
None.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. We had it planned for like several weeks too.
Dang. Well, you know, they keep us out of the loop. They did a great job this time too.
That's awesome.
I just read Shania was like your idol. I mean, you had a crazy, first, you had Britney and Shania in one weekend, so I don't know how you dealt at all.
I had Britney and Shania within 3 hours. It was, I turned around to everyone, I'm like, y'all, I need everyone to know that this is it for me. Like, everything is downhill from here. it was so crazy. I mean, just to even be in the same room as the people that, like, influenced you and blazed the trail for you is crazy, but then, like, to meet them, to honor them, to sing with them. It's just like stuff that you never thought you'd get to do. It's stuff that I never thought I'd get to do.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Because you had the Radio Disney Awards, which I know, I think they aired on Sunday, but you recorded them on Saturday, right?
Yes.
And so no one even gave this a second thought. And everyone was thrilled for you at the Radio Disney Awards because of the Britney tribute. Because was that the first concert you ever went to, was Britney?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It was awesome.
And your performance was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to sing Oops, I Did It Again, and it was in a big mashup. And it was funny because it was me, Sophia Carson, and Haley Steinfeld, and then a surprise by Jamie Lynn, Britney's sister. And
right.
It was so funny because, you know, Sophia and Haley are pop acts, and they had all their dancers and all this production. And I was like, can I just play with my guitar? So luckily they let me, which was awesome.
No, it was perfect because they were running her video in the background, which was she was wearing red. You were wearing red. And it was really, there was a resemblance. It was very cool. I really loved it.
Yeah, it was very fun.
And then Shania, you know, what's interesting about Shania, and I have to say, I cleared this with Maren Morris because I'd read this article with Maren Morris where she said she was tired of talking about fashion and hair. And I apologized to her. And I said, you must be talking to me because, you know. I did. I took this interview that she did very seriously. It was an interview with someone else. And I said, I absolutely respect the music first, but, she was laughing. She's like, no, it had nothing to do with you. You know, you're fine.
That's
you're talking
so funny.
About fashion and hair. And
I read that interview.
Yeah, right? And so I thought, oh my God, she's talking about me because I always talk about her wardrobe because she doesn't have much of one. It's very small. And she laughed too, right? So the thing about Shania, and you hit the same sort of level, is Shania was kind of a game changer in a lot of ways. You know, Reba was
Absolutely.
The one who kind of started the alternative, not alternative country, but a different country look. And then Shania stepped up that game. And then you did it again with your 5-inch heels, you know?
I always love when people like kind of do more than just music trailblaze. And I definitely think Shania did that too.
Yeah, she did.
I just feel like she's always just been, like, so in her own lane and pushed the envelope in the box so much. And I love the heck out of that.
Yeah. So that's why I talk about fashion sometimes, because it actually does force
It's part
a
of
change.
Your artistry for some people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's part of my artistry for sure. Absolutely.
And it is an art to walk around those heels, I'm sure. I will never know. I will never know. 5 inches, I will never know.
Oh, my goodness. You were funny.
But yeah, boy, amazing for you from the first time, the album. And this is the last release off this album, right? You're going in a different direction for the next one?
It is. Well, we decided to do Yeah Boy as the last single because I feel like the whole heartbeat of the record was super fun and young and you know, flirty. And there's just nothing quite like that on the next record. And so we wanted to really end it how we started it with that chapter.
And when, you big tease, are we going to hear the next album?
The new single will be out a couple weeks after Yeah Boy does whatever Yeah Boy is going to do. So hopefully soonish.
Wow.
And then we're going to do the album in a couple different phases, maybe. So soonish as well.
That's okay.
Okay.
We'll take that. We'll take Soonish every couple of weeks. It works. We're good with
that.
Just wrapped up with Thomas Rhett. Now, we talked to him at Stagecoach. He had nothing but amazing things to say about you.
Yeah. Oh, same to him. Same to him. Did you interview him the day that he played?
Yeah, just before he played. And then I saw him afterwards.
Did he tell you that we were together till like 4 a.m. the night before?
No. See, this is what I'm saying. He said that you guys had a really good time together, but he didn't give us timelines.
Oh,
he didn't give anything away.
Me and him, we've had a blast together on tour, and I adore him and Lauren, and he loves, you know, Morgan, and we all hang out all the time. But, the night before, we ended up going over to, he had a house there, and played beer pong and jumped in the pool with all of our clothes on at, like, 4 in the morning. And the next day, I texted him, and I'm like, you have to play a show today.
I know he did. Well, that explains, we had a, if you follow us on our Instagram or Facebook, we had a blow-up couch in our trailer, and that explains why Thomas Rhett was one of the first ones to go, yep, I'm on the couch. Like, he was on the couch. Big time. You made People Magazine's Every Age list for Most Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's going to be a thrill.
That was insane. Yeah, that was so nice of them to do. I obviously, like, get that issue every year.
Of course.
Oh my gosh, so cool. So sweet of them to do that.
So sweet of them. I think you kind of earned it. You do kind of look pretty good out there, girl.
Thanks.
In addition to all the great music you make, you're a great ambassador for country music and the youngsters. I mean, you take your role kind of as a role model, because whether you want to be one or not, you are one.
Absolutely. And I acknowledge it. And I remember being younger and looking up to, I mean, Taylor was the main one for me, but also like all the Disney people, and I watched every move they made, you know? And so I'm very aware of that. And to me, honestly, being a role model is not like being squeaky clean and perfect all the time. It's just like being honest about who you are, you know?
We just heard about the beer pong, so we know you're human, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
I know. I'm sure you didn't feel like much of a human the next morning, but whatever. Well, listen, congratulations on the success of Yeah Boy. And I certainly hope, you know, we're trailblazing back to more ladies on the radio here, because you're the only woman at this point in the top 20. And I know there's a lot of great music coming up, and I certainly hope you're not there alone by yourself. But I'll tell you what, I hope you get that alone position right at the top to yourself.
No.
And I have a funny feeling you just might do that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see.
Kelsey Ballerini, you are a joy. Thank you so much for spending some time with the Big Time.
Thank you. I'll see you guys soon.
Kelsey Ballerini, everybody. Yeah, don't hide next time, and don't hide the beer pong.
Yeah, tell Thomas Rhett. I told you.
I'm going to. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks, babe.
Bye, y'all.